Lila Nishmas of Kleinemis Kamish Ben Avil Melech. Psachim Pek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Mekoyim Shenagulasas Melacha Barvei Psachim Man Chatzos Oisin. If there's a place where the minog is to do Melacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, you can do Melacha. Makum Shenagul Shalor Lasas Ein Oisin. But a place where the minog was not to do Melacha, you would not do Melacha if you were in that place. What's the reason they wouldn't do Melacha? Because there's so many things to do Erev Pesach, whether it's Bir Chametz, Shechitas Pesach, making sure matzah was made properly, that you have matzahs for Pesach. They didn't want you to become osik with other things, that you should be tarred by Melacha. So there were certain places that even before Chatzos, they made an Isser of doing Melacha. However, after Chatzos, it seems that everybody agrees there is an Isser to do Melacha after Chatzos. So Tosfos Yontif brings a Magid Mishnah that asks, why is this only a din by Erev Pesach? Shouldn't this also be a din by Chag HaSukkos, where we have to get a lulav and this and that? You don't find that there's any minog to aser. So Tosfos Yontif gives a reason that there's a big chilek. The reason is because by Sukkos, a person right after Yom Kippur, he can be osik with everything with a sukkah. He can put up his sukkah even before he can get his lulav. All these things can be done earlier. Masha Enkein, Erev Pesach, Tosfos Yontif brings, based on the Yerushalmi, l'chatchilo, they would bake matzahs after the sixth hour. Rabbi Yossi held that it was usher to actually bake matzah before the sixth hour. It's called matzah yeshana. Mishnah continues, Aholich in makam sha'osim, makam sha'inosim. A person goes from a place where the minag was to do malacha, and he goes to a place where the minag was not to do malacha. Oh, mimkom sha'inosim limkom sha'osim. He goes from a place where they didn't do malacha, that was his hometown, and then he goes to a place where they do malacha, Erev Pesach. So he takes the chumras of the place that he's coming from, and also the chumras of the place that he's going to. And a person shouldn't change because of machlekes. So the way the Rav says to read the Mishnah is the following. If a person's going from a makum that they don't do malacha to a makum that they do, so he obviously should take the chumras of where he came from, which is not to do malacha. Nobody, when they see him not doing malacha, they're not going to say that he's disagreeing with their minhag to do malacha, because they're just going to say, oh, he's just a batlan like many other people, just sit around doing nothing. They're not going to realize or think that he's doing it dafka because where he comes from, they don't do malacha. Now, this only applies, the Rav explains, if he has his das to go back to where he came from. But if he's going to stay there now and move there, then he doesn't have to worry. He now becomes part and parcel of the place that he's living in now. However, if it's the opposite, where he comes from a place where they do malacha and he goes to a place where they don't do malacha, he should not do malacha in the place that he is now. Again, as long as he has in mind that he's going back. He cannot do malacha in the place that he is now, even though he has in mind that he's going to go back. In his hometown, they do malacha. Nevertheless, he shouldn't change from what they're doing because of machlekes.